Okay, let's see where we're going here. I think it's over to John, who's in Silverdale. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, doctor. I've had Parkinson's for about a year, and I'm open to any ideas, but in particular, it's hard to swallow capsules here lately. And I wondered if I should, if you've got any tricks for that, or if I should go in and try to get my throat stretched like they do sometimes, or any ideas?
Well, so two things. One's it's hard to swallow capsules, and then we'll get to the Parkinson's. What happens when you swallow capsules, sir?
They tend to get cut up in my throat there on the right somehow. I try to swallow on the left, which is the better side, but they get cut up. Then I got to try, it takes me quite a while to get some vegetables down to try to carry it through and some drinking, you know.
Okay, well, you might look into this with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. What frequently is the case, and I'm not kidding you at all, is if a person has capsules getting stuck and they can keep doing it repeatedly and they don't get down easy, or if food gets stuck and doesn't go down easy, and sometimes...
The
food's okay. All right. Well, makes it a little less likely, but even so, talk to your doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to see if a series, and it's a brief series, usually 4 to 6 of them, of very rapid intravenous pushes of magnesium will help the esophagus to relax a lot more easy so that things can go down. And unfortunately, the intravenous pushes work a whole heck of a lot better than swallowing magnesium or rubbing in magnesium. There is a biological explanation for why they work better, basically because the magnesium is forced into the muscle cells better without hurting anything. But you need to consult with a doctor on that one to see if that might be helpful for you. One thing, though, aside from making us sweat when we get one of those injections, it doesn't do any harm and it increases our magnesium storage, so that's good for most of us. Okay, now getting over to the Parkinson's, though. It's only diagnosed a year ago. So, very, very recently, there were publications from a neurologist over in Italy and his research team, and they actually had 3 different publications on it. What they did was to give people with fairly recently diagnosed Parkinson's disease some fairly large 200 milligram, 100 milligram doses of vitamin B1 intramuscularly. Thiamine, it's called, as you know, vitamin B1. And they gave IM injections. Now, what they explained is that they had found that there's something going on with thiamine transport in the brain. And so they could have people swallow the thiamine, and yes, it would be absorbed in the body, but it wouldn't reach a peak to where it could force itself in, even though the transporter mechanism wasn't working too good. It wouldn't reach that kind of a peak, so people could swallow a lot of thiamine, and it wouldn't do the job, but if they injected it, some of those people had a quite significant improvement in their Parkinson's symptoms with just those injections of thiamine or vitamin B1. Now, here's the good part about it, sir. There are some things that we don't want to be injecting on our own without a lot of instruction. For example, insulin, oh my goodness, you can give yourself, and I can give myself too much insulin and drop my blood sugar so low I'd really have a problem. But B vitamins are not one of those things. People can give themselves B12 shots, and a lot of people do. That way they don't have to pay the doctor for them, and we teach people how to do their own B12 shots. And similarly, a person can check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, learn how to give themselves B1 shots, that's thiamine, and nobody ever overdosed and died or even hurt themselves with a B1 shot. And after a few of those, if it doesn't help, you give up the shots. But this research group from Italy found that it helped in the majority of people who happen to have fairly recently diagnosed Parkinson's disease. So that's something you might think about, sir, since this is fairly recent. Now, a couple of other things that have been found to be helpful for Parkinson's. One of them happens to be the amino acid phenylalanine. If you're not familiar with it, it's spelled P-H-E-N-Y-L. A-L-A-N-I-N-E, phenylalanine, and they used 500 milligrams a day for some weeks, and it for 4 weeks, and it relieved rigidity, speech difficulties, and depression associated with Parkinson's, but it didn't help the tremor. Now, phenylalanine happens to be the precursor for L-DOPA, and we all happen to know if we have Parkinson's, that one of the treatments out there is L-DOPA. So why would anybody want to use the precursor? Well, phenylalanine is useful for not only making L-DOPA, but for other things in the body too. And sometimes, even though a person's using the L-DOPA, that phenylalanine will come along and help. And then the last thing I'll mention is really worth trying because it has so many other benefits in the body. It's called NADH, all capital letters, NADH, and this can be found in just about every health food store, Catoma Clinic Dispensary, Compounding Pharmacy. It's a key factor in mitochondrial energy production, and as far as anybody knows, it has no side effects. And NADH, in another trial, about 75% of the people had reduced disability from their Parkinson's by using that every other day. And I'll shut up in a moment, but I was just so impressed by a video that was previously available online. I've not been able to find it recently, by a Dr. Birkmeier from Austria, who pioneered the use of NADH. And the video showed Dr. Birkmeier and an individual who suffered from pretty bad Parkinson's. He was a little bit shuffling down the hall and had a tremor and all that. And then right on the video, he had Dr. Birkmeier give him the NADH intravenously. And it was just really something, sir. Within about 3 minutes, he was walking up and down the hall, and you could never tell he had Parkinson's. I am not kidding you.
Won't you take it then?
Well, it comes in 5 milligrams in the health food store, and it can be taken every day without hurting anything, but the people in this Parkinson's trial, they took it 5 milligrams every other day.
Do you have time to summarize what you told that lady about rebuilding your stomach lining?
Well, it's really it's something I haven't got memorized, but our dispensary, Tome Clinic Dispensary, will be happy to either postal mail or email you the list of things that we use for rebuilding the stomach lining. Just give them a call, and they'll send it out. There's no charge for sending that out, sir.
Okay, Doc. Thanks for all you do. You're great gifts. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for saying so, sir, and thank you so much for calling.